Now, it is time for us to catch up with Leslie and Gani from Action for Blind People. We're going to take a look at some events which are on the way for blind and partially sighted children and young people. There's some great residentials and some weekly clubs as well. Leslie, how are we? Keeping well?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Have you been away on any of these activities?
I haven't recently, but hopefully I'll be getting along to them soon, especially the summer coming along.
Oh, absolutely. Some great ones coming up. Now, there are clubs which take place on a regular basis as well. I was just looking at some of the events, and the first one sitting right up my street, it was Tea Party, which sounds very nice, but then it went into tobogganing and skiing.
Yeah, that was actually a tennis tea party ready for Wimbledon, that
one. Oh, wow. Strawberries and cream?
Absolutely.
Champagne?
Well, maybe not for the young actioners. Staff might need it afterwards.
Right. I mean, tobogganing and skiing. We're coming into summer, but there you go. Tobogganing sounds great fun, though.
Yeah. Well, they're in indoor sites, so it's still real snow. So if it's getting a bit hot outside, you know, you can go and cool off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really, really, really popular sessions. And like, say, lots and lots of fun.
Kew Gardens.
Yeah, so a visit to the famous place. They get to go and have a look around and to see what's there.
I've never been.
No, I haven't. It sounds a lovely place to go. And like we've been there a few times now, mm-hmm. And it's to be an annual event.
They've got the maze there.
Yes, exactly.
Same good. I suppose if you're really, really tall, you could just kind of look over and see what's happening.
Like me being 6 foot.
Something for the boffins then. We've got an observatory visit. That sounds good.
Yeah, again, it's our young people who are picking all these activities. So, so going over to the Observatory and Science Centre. So, it's the fun sessions, but also educational at the same time, so finding out what's out there.
Yeah. Now, these are just a few of the events. There's lots that go on at the weekly and so on clubs that are out there around the country, and we'll get some contact details for those later. I'm going to take a look at some of the other main events, some great stuff coming up here, and one for the Harry Potter fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, one of our popular sessions. Surprise, surprise. we've got a session later on this month on the 25th, 11:30 till 5. And this is for children and young people from over in Surrey going along. It's the 5 to 16 year olds. And yeah, it's a tour of the Harry Potter studio. So for all them Harry Potter fans out there.
So did they get to kind of go into some of the sets that were used?
So they give them a tour of the set, so, they get to learn where all the, obviously not the ones out and about that are being filmed, but the ones that are, the parts that are filmed within the studios, they get to, visit those sets, and attend you with Harry Potter.
Have you done that one yourself?
I haven't, no.
You tell me about all these things and you haven't done them, Leslie.
Yeah.
You need to get out more.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not saying I've not really watched much of Harry Potter, so I wouldn't really know what you know. I've been kicked across with Platform 9 and 3.
Okay, we've got some activity stuff coming up. We've got an activity day taking place on the 18th of June for 10 to 17 year olds.
Yep, that's over at Thorpe Woodlands, which is in Thetford in Norwich. All day, 10 till 4. And, they're getting to doing lots of outdoor activity. We've got a bit of a choice on this day, so they get to choose what they want to do. And, again, this is activity itself over at Thorpe Woodlands is, we've been doing it a few years now because it's what the young people keep asking us to do. So, really popular. And hopefully the weather's nice, for all them. Being very adventurous and climbing and things like that outside.
And that's it, it's about getting them involved in making the choices of what they go along to and making suggestions for new things.
Yeah, and this is a massive thing, but it's something we've always done, but something, we're really focusing on even more now, so that it's what the young people want and they get to decide the activities. And, what they want to do. And one thing with the activity days, not just about taking part in the activities, and one thing that really comes out of them is to really support each other and encourage each other, so they've got that peer-to-peer support and just help each other, and it's really good for helping them, you know, develop the friendship.
I mean, there's an activity that you've got in Walsall that's coming up as well, and I was just looking at some of the stuff involved in that. I mean, just one of the things is zip wire. I mean, that must be, pardon the pun, a bit of a leap of faith if you can't actually see what you're doing or where you're going.
Yeah, it's not my favourite. I have done it, but yeah, it's a massive thing, you know, to be able to step off a platform, and it is into the unknown. And, you know, particularly, like, say, if somebody hasn't got sight, and that, you know, to be able to put your trust into, you know, the people there, and to just literally step off into nothingness, isn't it? You know, it is a massive, you know, it's a massive achievement, you know, and to be able to do that, it really is good.
I mean, we talk about the achievements of doing something like that, but for some of the kids, perhaps say the really young kids, that are 8 years old and so on, just to come away for the day, away from the parents and familiar surroundings, must be quite a challenge even just to do that.
Yeah, and even for the parents to actually send them on a day like that is, you know, that's your two-way thing, isn't it? It is a big deal, and like putting the trust into ourselves and, you know, trying all these new activities, which are really challenging in themselves, but to do them with people who they haven't necessarily met, you know, and it is a big step, you know, and I do admire the young people that we work with, you know, and seeing them achieve it, and especially when they have gone all the way down the zip wire and absolutely loved it, probably screamed all the way down, but, you know, when they get to them and they've done it, you know, just that feeling of achievement, isn't it, you know?
And we're talking about the parents and, you know, perhaps the changes that they see, but, you know, you're involved in this day in, day out, so you must get to see some of these children, young people coming along really nervous and worried, and then just slowly kind of come out the shell and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to see, you know, sometimes you see them on day one and, like, you know, they don't speak, they're quite withdrawn, you're not really getting much from them. And then, you know, they achieve a couple of things. And sometimes in just session one, they've taken a big step and, you know, really travelled, you know, a big step on the journey already. But after a couple of sessions, you know, it's amazing, the, you know, that distance they've travelled. And, like, you know, we've talked about residentials and to see just after a couple of nights just what they've been able to achieve, you know, and how chuffed they are making their own bed or fastening their own shoelaces, or even just getting in the shower themselves and choosing what to wear. You know, it's a massive thing for these young people, and you know, it is great to see them doing that independently after just a couple of days.
Leslie, we're almost out of time, and there's so many events that we could talk about, and of course, you know, we have the residentials and the days they go out, but there's also the regular clubs as well. So if people would like any more information, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, well, if they've got access to the internet, they can go on our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk. If they go to the children, young people and families section and our services, it'll give them a list of everything that we do, and they can click on the event page and find out what's going on locally. Or they can give myself a call on 01642 233 439, and I'll get them the information that they need.
Leslie, pleasure as always speaking, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.